You know, if you can hang on, who's drooling out the corners of their mouth? If you're drooling out both corners of your mouth, that means you're on the level with me this morning. And like me, it's kind of lean up. But we're going to have that later on. But what we wanted to do was to have some people share some reflections on Callum's time with us and journey with us, and also, of course, Elspeth and Millie, and one certain canine as well, which has become part of the family, along with other canines. Welcomed, I hope, by the rest of the canine family. Experience some of the fellowship there of the four-footed variety. But we're going to have some speeches, and we have a gift that we would like to give to Callum. So first cab off the rank this morning in terms of sharing some reflections is going to be Luke on behalf of IBI, but also on behalf of governance. So Luke, welcome. Come and share some of your thoughts with us.
Callum, I'd just like to say, first of all, before we do anything else, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you've contributed of yourself to us over the last 5.5 years, the way that you've had to adapt to changing circumstances with COVID, to a new church community, to different groups of youth and teenagers, changing roles a few times over the years, expanding your role. Just want to say a really big thank you to you and yeah, not just I guess the change in roles, but also like just a few life changes in the mix, just home renovations, marriages, babies, just you name it. You've had to deal with a lot over the last 5 years. I just want to thank you, especially with COVID, how you managed to somehow keep in touch with people and just keep things going. Remember having one session with IBI of a PowerPoint quiz with, was it, is it a love song or is it about Jesus? It's pretty hard to keep a bunch of intermediate age kids entertained on Zoom when that's what they have been doing all week for school as well. So I guess leaving is going to leave a big hole. You're leaving, but yeah, we wish you all the best for where you're going from here. In terms of IBI, I've been kind of trying to grow into the role a little bit, but I've found it's more than just the beard. We had our first IBI session for the year with a whole new group of intermediates who'd never really had anything to do with Callum up until now, and that we asked them, what do you know about IBI? And the first word that came out was Callum. So you've left a mark there. I guess, you know, like in Sunday school, when, you know, if you don't know the answer, you just say Jesus. We've still got kids in IBI now who every time someone asks a question, the answer comes out as Callum. So I'm not sure if that's quite as positive, but yeah. Just thank you for sharing your hobbies with us, with the frisbee golf at camp and all the other things, and the ways you've just made just really creative ways you've engaged our youth around Jesus, just with an IBI with the imaginative prayer and the videos and the Bible jamming and all of that. Just really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Luke. Just so I'm not popping up and down here like a painted doll. Steph, if you'd like to come in, then Mel and Sean are going to come and share, and then Amelie and JJ. And then Mike Dodge on behalf of Association and the wider Youth Network is going to come and share some words too. So if you'd just like to come up when the others are finished, that would be great.
Well, I'm just sharing on behalf of the workmates. Callum, I think all your workmates, Peter, Helen, Andrea, Sean, Simone, Margaret, and I, we couldn't help but notice your heart for worship in the office, because more often than not, you'll have worship music playing. We've sung along to all sorts of music, Christmas carols, kids' worship, spoken word poetry, and all types. in the office, and then if you wandered out of the office, the music would normally still be playing. Your heart for hospitality has also been really visible in your work. You'd make your workmates a coffee. You and Albie have hosted us at your place for staff and governance Christmas party more than once. And but more than that, you've created a safe and welcoming space for youth from our church and community to gather and engage with Christian faith. We've had fun working together on different projects, wrestling with questions while we put together the faith formation matrix with Peter Hart, re-envisaging mentoring for the youth and other projects. And yeah, during your time at Island, you've journeyed forward in life with marriage to Albie, embarking on parenting. Before little Millie came along, we were so impressed with what a dedicated dad you were to Toby the puppy. Toby was often in the office with us, getting plenty of care and attention, licking my feet under the desk at times. You have journeyed with our young people and been open to exploring new ways for them to connect with one another, with their faith and with God. You've journeyed with Islam with our questions and spacious understandings, and you've done this with grace and grown through the process. And now your journey continues in your new role as manager for Pillars Cafe. You will be and already are greatly missed here at Islam. I'll just finish with a scripture that I have for you to wish you God's grace in your continued journey from Psalm 84. The whole psalm is really good, but I just got a couple of verses. Verse 5 and 7. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion.
Hey, Callum. Mine's not as beautifully written out as this. I just want to say a big thank you as well. And you were just such a wonderful gift to come along. I was finding it quite full on to try and run the youth group, and we were really keen to find someone. And it was just excellent to find you. Thank you for all your hard work. I had some reflections about what you've been like, what Callum's like at youth group. He's a massive presence, big presence. Steph's already mentioned loud music. So often I'd come in and I would almost never recognise what he's playing. but it was, that's part of you, and a massive welcoming grin. I always wanted him to shave his beard off, but he wasn't keen. very welcoming and really good at learning everyone's names and welcoming people by name and how you're going, you know. That was just excellent, the way you came alongside people so easily. I think your face, even though you've got a beard, you do wear your heart on it quite a lot, so we always know how you're doing, which is good and bad, but I think, personally, I think really good. Like, you're very willing to share yourself, which is a really big gift that I feel like people who have been part of the youth group have actually known the real you, and that is precious. And hopefully you'll keep in touch with some of them. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Kia ora. Callum, it's been a pleasure to be a youth group volunteer alongside you. It's been really easy. Callum has always had Thursday nights sorted, and it has. It's been really easy and lots of fun. As a parent as well, I just have really appreciated your heart for our young people and for building their faith, encouraging them and supporting them towards things like baptism, doing the Youth Alpha, all that sort of stuff, which, is just really warmed my heart that that's been available for them. Also, not just faith, but their own well-being, providing opportunities to learn about what to do if your friends aren't feeling great, supporting some of our young people when they've been having issues along friendship lines and all that sort of stuff. So, both wearing parent and leader hat, it's just been amazing to have you, and we are going to miss you heaps, but really excited for your next adventure. Also, Albie, thank you for sharing him with us, because I guess we've been part of your family. He's been part of ours, so yeah, thank you very much.
Over the last few years, you've done a lot for us, Callum. You've run countless games, had a kid, had hundreds of serious conversations about God and the world, organized lots of camps, and told your tractor joke over and over and over again. Although, long dad jokes aside, I've had so many great conversations with you, some of which have shaped my beliefs and others of which have helped shape my debate skills. I remember one conversation in particular where we talked the whole drive to Hanmer and how to stay close with siblings and why I should only date other Christians. I've had so many important and special conversations with you, and I'm so grateful to have you as a leader. I really appreciate your energy and enthusiasm for youth group and how willing you are to have a go in the games yourself, as well as include everyone else. So thank you for always being willing to talk, and on behalf of some of the others who aren't talking today, thank you so much for being our youth leader and coming to Easter Camp this year.
I feel like I'm preaching a sermon. Okay. Kia ora koutou, ko Amelie tuku ingoa. I'm 16 now, but I was in year 7 when Callum joined our church, which means he's seen our age group through from intermediates to where we are now, a year and a bit before we finish school forever. This week, I've asked around for good stories about Callum that I can tell here, but mostly when asked, people told me about the little memories of youth group, the little things he did to make those evenings fun. We remember complex couch name games at 51, youth group Zoom calls during COVID that had us all running around the house looking for various scavenger hunt objects, drawn-out sessions of Scribble.io, floating rafts down O'Kane's estuary, a weird game on the traffic playground which taught us all the road code, scare walks in the woods at Spencer Park, games which were frequently punctuated with cries of, "These teams are so unfair, why can't we have Callum on our team?" Going down to McDonald's on a rubbish cleanup, meeting his dog Toby, building the community pantry, having ice cream on the lawn at 51, making us write letters to our future selves, couch bum shuffle, playing battleships with stuffed toys, and a few years ago when he made the mistake of choosing the castle for movie night and we spent a good month incessantly quoting it, "We're going to Barney June, we're going to Barney June." He put up with the influx of friends we'd bring back from Scripture Union camps and never got angry when we put holes in the school wall. And then he announced that Elsbeth was having a baby, and after a long debate, the youth group decided on the name. Gertrude, if she were a girl. Bertrude, if he were a boy. Quite tragically, we were overruled. More memories of car rallies, fish and chip runs, ultimate frisbee, the whole gold card Callum's getting old joke. Can you hear me all right there, Callum? Over the sound of your creaking joints. Yeah, Frankie would have liked that one. Worship nights, feelings and needs cards, his insufferable tractor joke, ask him about it after church, but not if you want to leave before lock up. Tense games of hide and seek, the whole youth group lying on the school field looking at the stars, taking me and my brothers mini golfing, being so, so welcoming to all of my friends. I'll finish with the most overused Māori whakatauki, but one that I think fits nonetheless. He aha te mea nui o te ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It is the people that make youth group how it is, and you are such an important part of it, Callum. We're all going to miss you so much, but we wish you the best for you and your family's future. Ngā mihi nui.
Kia ora, I te whānau, Mike Dodge tuku ingoa. I wear lots of hats, and one of them is working for the Baptist Association and run a network where the youth pastors are interdenominationally. And it's been fun watching Callum grow up, first of all at Lincoln Baptist and then getting a role here and watching him grow and you taking the risk with him, but also him stepping up to the mark and growing into the role. And I love the culture you've set here. I love the farewell that you're getting because you've set a great culture and you've broken the record of youth pastors used to only last, 1 year, 1.5 years, and now it's just normal for people because of people like Callum doing a generation of young people over 5 years of high school. So well done. Thank you. And on behalf of the youth pastors in Canterbury, we also want to say you've done a great job of working your part of the area and caring for the young people God's entrusted you with. Albie, we thank you too, because we all know the sacrifices that our partners, our look after us and the house when we're away on camps and life. And so thank you for the sacrifices you've done. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Thanks, Mike and JJ and Amelie and John and Mel, Steph and Luke for those memories and tributes and laughs and tears. Just the depth of connection reflected in what people said. I'm not going to give another speech. I was only here for a year. Peter was here for four and journeyed with you. And one of the things I loved hearing you say, Callum, was just how much you treasured that relationship with Peter and what a coach and mentor and support he was when you were feeling bewildered and disorientated by this hat of youth worker that you were wearing and were able to, and by this community, you know, this in terms of the shape of life. So I just acknowledge Peter's presence here today. We put something into those words that he shared in the letter into the newsletter as well. He would have loved to have been here today. Unfortunately, he's not omnipresent. He can't be in two places or more than once. So he's up in up north, and but he sends his love, his aroha, and his blessing. So just personally, ngā mihi nui ki a koe. Thank you so much, Callum, for being a journeying and a travelling and a ministry companion over this last year. Really, really loved journeying with you and seeing the way you do people and life and faith and Jesus. You enrich me deeply. You put things into my basket that I can carry forward as well. And one thing I just want to mention in relation to that is I love the way you have this intuitive sense in situations of and a wisdom that is gathered into you to be able to respond to people in different ways. And the way you can also go away and just reflect on that and then come back to the table of conversation with further thought and wisdom. It's a beautiful part of who you are. And I've been on the observing as well as receiving end on. I thank you for that gift that is in you. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Elspeth, for supporting Callum and walking with him in the way that you have. Thank you to Millie and Toby to a lesser extent or to the same extent. No, you really can't. Yeah, okay. We've got a gift. Helen is going to come and she's got a couple of things she's going to say. And we want to give this gift or these gifts to you.
I haven't got a present for Toby. Oh, sorry, Toby. We've brought friends for you, Toby, who you can play with afterwards. You have chaos. I remember Callum saying that he thought that the most difficult thing that you'd have to do as youth group is stopping people smoking behind the garage or breaking up couples behind the garage who are having snog. But actually it was endless and lots of emails and conversations with parents that was a bit more challenging.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
I got through it.
You got through it. You did
Thank
awesome.
Thank Peter for that.
Yeah.
Most of the replies were from him.
Yeah.
Just under my address.
Yeah. Anyway, you're awesome. We have a few gifts. We have something for you, for each of you, but we have been holding this. People, everyone, I think, has had a turn holding this through the whole service, and we wanted to give you a gift of a piece of Pounamu, and Steph and I chose this week, and it's a, show you, it's a talkie, which is an ads, is that right? Sort of, it has been used as an ads, which Maui, who's our Māori chaplain, he said it was used for building and things. And so one of the meanings behind it is building. And it's got the koru in it, which is a symbol of growth. And so we wanted to say thank you for building and growing our young people. And, we hope that will be a treasure for you from us. So it's for you. All right. Oh, Callum. Getting it big enough for the head. And as well as holding a dog and a baby, Elfie, these are for you. Oh, to say thank you for endless nights that he's not at home with you because he's in a meeting or he's at youth group and weekends on camps. I know that it's full on and hard, but we've appreciated your support for him and to getting to know you too a bit. And then, and Millie, we've got some gifts for you. Got some books, there's exchange cards in them, but we thought you might quite like having a wee read. So thank you. Sorry, Toby. And that's from all of us too. Thank you.
I don't know whether, I just need a little bit of direction here from Malcolm because there's an air of uncertainty about what might happen next, but there will be a chorus of appreciation, I understand, in some way, shape or form. Malcolm, so I'll just kind of hand over to you from here.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And that is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.